My wife and I had the most enjoyable, pleasurable time traveling to Washington, D.C. We met the Trump family on Thursday afternoon and evening, and then we went over to the White House on Friday for the funeral service. When it came time to conduct the service, then all the other family members and people who were connected with Robert Trump's life, and I had the opportunity to say anything that God put in my heart to say. I was able to give the gospel clearly, to talk about knowing Christ and who Christ is. And when I had finished, the president and his family had the kindest things to say. I'm not going to say too much about it. Someone said I was invited by the president. I was invited by Robert Trump's wife, Anne Marie. They've been watching our church services and listening to all that's going on here, even praying for Catherine, my sister. And when I talked to Robert last before he went to be with the Lord, he said, Pastor, I want you to know I'm praying with you for the revival I believe we must have in America. And my heart was stirred. He was a good man. He told me his faith was in Christ, and I praise God for that. And I want you to continue to pray for them. Pray for our president. He's under lots of pressure. And this is the loss of his baby brother and his best friend. And it's in a situation where there's very little opportunity to comfort a man because he's constricted so that he's going from one thing to the next. But in the private, secret times of his life, I want you to pray that God will minister to his heart. He loved his brother and loves his family. And I'm so thankful that he's the president of our United States. And I want you to pray for him. I mentioned that none of us has ever considered how inconvenient revival would be. Think about things that would have to be discharged from our lives and routines. How inconvenient real revival would be in our lives. May God help us by faith to pray and seek the Lord and see a mighty revival. As far as understanding what I understand, what little bit I can take in and comprehend, I think the only hope we have is for revival. Amen. I assured the people gathered to that meeting that we were doing all we could to reelect our president. I hope they were all persuaded to do that. And we talked about a few things along that line. But I said, Robert had it right when he said what we must have in this country for the saving of America is a real revival. And I couldn't agree with him more. A good man, now with the Lord.